Ian's got in touch with us. Morning to you, Ian.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is about an ambulance and how long your mum had to wait after she fell at home. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, on Wednesday night I got a call from my father to say that my mother had taken a fall in their house, and she was unable to get up, and he was unable to move her because he's 80 himself. So he called me to come over. I went over and saw the situation and realized that she was definitely going to require an ambulance. So I called an ambulance.
How old is she, Ian?
She's 78.
Okay.
And she had been sent home about 4 weeks ago from the Royal, basically with terminal cancer, and effectively sent home on a palliative care and nothing else they could do for her. So we know it's heading towards the end, but things, you know, waiting as we did almost 4 hours for an ambulance didn't help. I called an ambulance initially at just 7 minutes past 11 in the evening. No sign of them, so I called again 5 past 12, called again 5 to 1, called again 2 o'clock, called again at 2:45, and finally about 3 o'clock the ambulance turned up.
So your mother was lying on the floor and you had been told not to move her?
Correct.
So she was left lying on the floor for 4 hours?
Well, eventually we had to move her, my father and I, because, you know, a lady of that age needs to use the bathroom. So together, my father and I managed to get her onto a towel, roll her over, then basically shuffle her to the sofa and lift her onto the sofa, and then lift her down to the toilet and then back again, and waiting for the ambulance the whole time.
What did they say when they did arrive?
To be honest with you, the paramedics were excellent when they arrived, so it's not a reflection at all on what the paramedics did or didn't do. They were very good and took good, great care of my mother. But the service, when I called them several times, just said they were busy, they had more important emergencies to deal with, life-threatening issues, and they would get there as soon as they could. And that was the message that I got almost every time I phoned back.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel obviously aggrieved that a woman of that age would have to lie that long on the floor and wait for emergency services to arrive. You know, it's in this day and age, it seems amazing, you know, with so many cuts that an ambulance couldn't get there within a 4 hour period. It's just mind blowing in a Western world.
John McPoland is from the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service. Does this sound right to you, John?
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, it is absolutely horrendous. There's nothing that I can do today except to apologise to Ian and to his family. It's just not acceptable that a 78-year-old woman should be left waiting for an ambulance for 4 hours, especially given the condition that the lady is in and the distressing situation the family find themselves in with her having been discharged from hospital. I can only apologise unreservedly and so publicly on behalf of our failure to provide an ambulance sooner than we did.
What happened, John?
Well, without offering any excuses, because we would like to speak with the family personally, but without offering any excuses, it is just quite simply because of the volume of calls that we were experiencing that night. You know, in the hours between 10 o'clock and 3, we had 192 calls. And that's at night time when we would expect to be less busy. It was incredibly busy. It's been busy for a number of weeks now, and it's going to get worse. But I don't want to offer that as an excuse. All I want is to say that from the bottom of our hearts, we are really, really sorry that we failed the family on this occasion.
And I guess what I'm trying to understand, John, is how atypical was this situation? In other words, how many ambulances did you have on the ground over that 4 hour period?
In Bangor and Newton Arts, we, at night time during the week, we have 2 ambulances based in Bangor and 1 in Newton Arts. We had a full complement of staff on that particular night, but throughout the whole region, it was extremely, extremely busy with Category A calls coming in, which are immediately life threatening. But look, that all just sounds to me like excuses. We want to meet with the family. We want to sit down with the family and hear their concerns and explain to them in person and offer our apologies in person to the family.
The amazing thing for me was when we actually got the casualty in the Ulster Hospital, there were 3 people in the waiting room. You know, so I was hearing all night that, it was busy, busy, busy. But yet when I got to the actual casualty department to check my mother in, there were only three people sitting there, all eating McDonald's and waiting for their friend. There was nobody else in the actual waiting area. And obviously there were people in the cubicles, but, you know, unless they were being taken to other hospitals, I don't know.
Well, obviously, Ian, we'd like the opportunity to meet with you, our representatives from the local area. Our local manager will come out and meet you. Our senior team will come out and meet you, and we'll go through every aspect of that call. And personally to you, I do offer the apology of the ambulance service for the service that you didn't get on that particular night. And, you know, it's not acceptable for my mother to have to wait that length of time, or anybody's mother. But in your situation, with the news that you have got about your mother, it just exacerbates the whole situation as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and I mean, we made that very clear to the ambulance service when we called that, you know, she had been discharged. She was a cancer patient and, you know, she needed care.
But... And part of the things that we were doing before we meet with you, Ian, and I hope you do take up the offer of us meeting, we will be looking at exactly, you know, how the call was dealt with. We will have our quality assurance team going through that call to make sure that the call taker dealt with it appropriately. And if we have any lessons to learn from it, we will make sure those lessons are learned.
Well, I guess, Ian, it's a fulsome apology this morning. Will you take John up on his offer and meet with him?
Yes, I will. I mean, you have my number. You're free to pass it on.
Okay.
Certainly.
Ian, I'm sorry to hear about your mum. And thank you very much indeed, sir, for talking to us this morning. John, thank you. Morning to you.